the authorities for alleged speeding. He was asked what his occupation was and thought of the name after glancing at the titles of the books he happened to have in his vehicle. Despite all of this, the name gives a useful description of what we do. Neuro means connecting to the nervous system. The information we take in through our senses influences our neurological function. If we improve the accuracy with which we take in information, meaning we listen better and are more watchful, so we are more open to our own and other people's experience. This means our brains have better information to help make decisions. We also increase our capability to communicate successfully, both consciously and unconsciously. Linguistic is all about language. As we understand and are more familiar with language, the words themselves and their structure and the way they're spoken, speed, voice, tone, and rhythm, so we get a lot better information for making decisions and communicating purposely and unconsciously. Programming here refers to practices. We develop habits, some helpful, some less beneficial. NLP teaches us how we can develop and encourage beneficial routines and reduce less beneficial practices. So, there you go. Neuro-linguistic programming, using language to program our nervous system into more effective practices. Success is usually about developing the right routines in any situation. A brief history of neuro-linguistic programming. Neuro-linguistic programming was created more than 40 years ago by Richard Bandler and John Grinder. They studied and worked with some of the most talented psychiatrists and therapists of the day, Milton Erickson, Virginia Satir, and Fritz Perls. Contrary to most of the academics at the time, though, they took a completely different method in that they fixated on causing quantifiable change instead of simply theorizing. Bandler and Grinder wanted to know the psychological strategies great performers used, what they did and how they did it. They designed ways of modeling these strategies so others could reproduce their performance. This became the preliminary model of NLP. They then tested and refined the model with their clients. As different groups became aware of its benefits, it spread out across a whole variety of human endeavors, including, but not limited to, coaching, art, sport, and business. Throughout its history, NLP has had a number of strong advocates and a number of strong critics. The critics, in the main, mistaking NLP for an academic instead of a modeling discipline, and some trainers being a little too conceited and too passionate about the claims they made. We thus suggest you do on your own diligence before investing in NLP. Check out whether it's right for you, and check out any trainer or practitioner that you might use. Chapter 2. The 5 NLP Techniques That Will Transform Your Life. Here are 5 of the most impactful NLP strategies when it comes to changing your conduct and helping you manifest a much better future. Top 5 NLP Strategies That Will Change Your Life. Number 1. Disassociation. Have you ever been in a scenario that gave you a bad feeling? Maybe you have experienced something that gets you down every time you experience it. Or maybe you get worried in certain work situations where you need to speak openly. Maybe you get shy when you want to approach that special person you have had your eye on. While these feelings of unhappiness, nervousness, or shyness seems automatic or unstoppable, NLP strategies of disassociation can help tremendously. Step 1. Determine the feeling, such as fear, rage, discomfort, dislike of a scenario, that you want to get rid of. Step 2. Imagine that you can float out of your body and look back at yourself, encountering the entire circumstance from an observer's perspective. Step 3. Notice that the inner feeling changes drastically. Step 4. For an additional increase, imagine that you can float out of your body taking a look at yourself. Then, drift out of this body